When it comes to bills, BPAY is in your corner. Literally. Their logo has been in the corner of your bills for over 20 years across 45,000 businesses. Stay in control of your bills with BPAY. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
The Husey and Ed catch up.
Husey and Ed all across the country. Dave Hughes, Ed Cavalier.
Here he is.
Here we all are. It's a team game.
Still fired up after we spoke to Carrie and Tone. We're still fired up about the Masked Singer, but we've got to. We're going to park that for the mo.
Yeah, the poo is not the poo. I'm not calling him the poo.
Come on.
The Scud is coming on our show. The Scud missile, Mark Philippoussis.
Half an hour's time.
Wasn't happy about leaving the Masked Singer last night. First cab off the rank. He was harsh. Harshly dealt with.
Did you vote for him to stay or go? It's time to reveal.
I want him to stay.
Did you vote for him to stay when you were voting for the Mask to go? Did you vote stay or go for the Echidna?
I would have been stay. Stay.
You would have been. You didn't do it. You abstained.
No. I would have been stay, but I'm only one vote, mate. One man, one vote. Woman, one vote.
So I see what you're saying.
Nothing to do with me. My wife loved his singing. It could have been Danny. I almost called Danny. Danny Minogue.
Hey, Text Trauma isn't far away as well. We'll get to that in the show.
Yeah, that's a brilliant segment, Text Trauma. We read out real life text message breakups and, I'm going to play the man or the woman, or maybe it's two men, maybe it's two women today. I don't know.
Now, I tell you what, though, it's a day for breakups and a day for getting together because Zoom Past Tuesday's back. This is our Zoom Chillerettes. Love in lockdown, love in the time of COVID. This is where you'll find it. Two absolute superstars.
And I believe a maths contestant has got involved. That's the whisper.
There we go.
Another maths guy wants in on the party. So we'll get to that later in the show.
Up next, though, boys, there's a brand new member of the team, possibly?
Yeah, the man who's normally doing your job, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
His wife has had a baby. I don't know what gender it is. Ed doesn't see gender, but he will reveal the gender next.
That's all.
And we'll talk to him and find out how it went.
It's the Husey and Ed catcher.
The latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer will join us in 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Scud, former top 10 tennis champion in the world. But right now, we are going to cross live, I believe, to a hospital. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Because Tommy's filling in, doing a great job, but our man Jack, he and his wife are in the hospital. Hey, Jackie.
Hello, boys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Congratulations. You've won an icy cold can of Coke and a Nickelback CD.
But also, can I just congratulate you on the clearness of your line? Well done, mate. You've obviously got the phone right up to you. It's good.
Radio's
really good.
In the background. I'm good.
So I'm yet to know the gender of the baby. Don't tell us yet. We know you've got a baby girl, Ava. How old's Ava? She's two, is that right? Almost two?
Like 20 months, so close enough. 20
months, yeah. Now, Ed, did I predict something yesterday?
Let's hear what you said.
What do you think, a boy or a girl, guys?
I'm thinking boy. They've already got a girl, Ava. I'm thinking boy.
Okay. This is tough for me, though, Tom. It's tough for me, that question, yeah.
He doesn't see gender. So, because you don't see gender, you can't play the game. I can play the game because I do see gender.
It's good.
And I am going to, I know you know, Ed, I know you know because you've seen the WhatsApp, haven't you, Ed?
You've
seen it. Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it's a boy still. Am I right, Jack?
Husey, you are 100% correct.
Like the Masked Singer last night. He's on fire. congratulations, a little guy.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's a little boy, which is an absolute shock to the system, so much so we don't even have a name. So,
Hugh. You go with Hugh?
Why'd you go with Hugh?
Hugh. You know?
What about Erdogan?
It's the president of Turkey, but yeah, it's another one. What's another name?
Waleed, possibly.
Good name.
Waleed.
Strong name. Good for a girl or a boy. What about, I'm thinking about something, what about Gary Bucanara? Full first name. Gary Bucanara.
You know what you've done there, that's an AFL footballer for anyone who doesn't get the reference. He was from the 80s. Something like Gary is a name that no one. There's no Garys.
There's no Garys, mate.
The Gary Glitter, guys. The Gary Glitter.
Well, he's no longer around. Exactly. What? We can't be Rolf anymore. We can't call a kid Hey Dad anymore.
Adolf, what are we doing? You know,
Gary Ablett.
Can't you go with Gary Ablett? There's enough AFL references, guys. We're a national show. We, you know, throwing
well, Alfie.
An
my son's named after Alfie Langer. So you know,
what about
deal with that
for Paul Gallen? You know,
Paul Fatty Vaughton.
What about...
Now, this can't degenerate into a name of footballers. This is, no, we can't.
You have a thing about who's gonna get to name the baby, you or Becky, mate?
Well, Becky's the only one that's come up with a name that we're sort of thinking about. So we'll
you want to say or not? You want to sit on it
you
or
say
not?
It? Are we just going to call the baby the same or what do you want to do? Do you want to just tell the radio what it is?
Yeah, give us some info. Yeah, it's good for us.
Can Becky tell us?
Should we just do it?
Do it.
She's going to be very
Oh, my
confused.
God, is this the moment? Are we going to announce a baby name?
Yeah, we haven't even told our family. This is probably bad.
They'll get the podcast.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Should we just do it?
Yeah, let's
all right. It's going to be Theodore James Lawrence.
Theodore James Lawrence. Little Teddy. Little Theo.
Ooh, are we going to go Theo or sweetheart. Teddy? Theo or Teddy, what do you reckon? Ask Becky. Theo or Teddy?
Theo or Teddy, sweetheart. Theo or Teddy? Mainly Theo.
Theo.
That's good. I love Theo.
Theo, so Theo cute. Huxtable. TJ.
What? I didn't say the dad's name of Huxtable. What was his name?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, no, don't.
What was Bill Cosby's name in the Huxtables?
Well, no, I think it was Huxtable. I think it was Theodore.
No, his last name was Huxtable. No, the kid was that. Theo.
Alvin Michael.
What was the dad name in Huxtables? What was he? Come on, someone. Bill Cosby in the Cosby.
Is it Michael? Michael, was it?
No, I don't reckon it was Michael.
Don't be on the phone asking what was Bill Cosby's name. That's not nice.
A big
That's
congratulations,
not nice.
Jack. Well done.
Yeah,
Jack,
you,
big question. How long was the labour?
6 hours, I think, about that.
Oh,
it's all a bit of a blur for me, guys, you know?
Yeah, you had a nap.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Is the Cliff
Huxtable?
Cliff, that's right.
Cliff
was Bill Cosby's character. Now, the question is, were you discussed epidural or not? We know Becky didn't want to have an epidural. Did she cave and have the epidural?
She did not. She went gas only.
Oh, is she happy? Was she happy with that? What was the level of pain? Ask her. What was the level of pain out of 10?
What was the level of pain out of 10, sweetheart? That's a really stupid question, Hughesy, apparently. It was very painful.
Yeah, you're in. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just be careful, boom, mate. Come on.
Oh, no, congratulations.
Yeah, what do you think she should harden up, do you? You're going to send her a cup of cement as a present.
Boom. No, you need to harden up, sweetheart.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't cup of cement. Said that. So
the epidural is a big debate, though, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, that's what we want to do here. We want to do
Jack.
Epidural or right, no epidural. What? We'll see you soon, Jack, and Becky's an angel. And
well done.
Epidural or no epidural. Yeah. What are we going to say here?
131060, the great epidural debate.
To epidural or not.
Well, actually, is Jack still there? Have they hung up?
No, he's gone.
Oh, God. Well, I wanted her to start the vote. Did she?
Well, she said no.
She said no.
I know she said no, but did she regret her decision?
Oh, ooh, mate, she's just had a baby. Don't hassle her. Leave her alone.
131060.
Epidural or not?
That's the question.
To have the epidural or not. The great epidural debate.
Hughesy and Ed.
It's Wake Me Up, Avicii. Oh, here with Hughesy and Ed. Got the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer coming up very soon and text trauma to come.
Mate, first eliminated contestant, mate. The first cab off
That's
the rank,
true.
Mark Philippoussis, champion tennis player.
A prickly
now,
exit.
We're doing the great epidural debate. Mm. And the song we just played, Wake Me Up Before It's All Over, the Avicii song, is my youngest daughter's favourite song.
There you go.
And she is an epidural baby.
Oh.
So,
but the first two no. Holly's had three kids with you, and first two no, third one set yes.
Yes. So we had a Caesar number one, so that sort of doesn't count.
One,
but number two, no epidural. Number three, epidural.
And what was Holly's vote to epidural or not to? Because she's great. She's had all three of the ways.
Mm. You know what? I just asked her, and she said. Took a long time to come up with an answer. I said, we've got to go on air in a minute, so just you really need to answer. She said she ended up with no epidural. So that's one vote for no epidural.
That's fascinating for someone who's had all, you know, the variants. Just some stats for you. About 30% of Australian women request the procedure. This is from the jcu.edu. But 78% of mothers who gave birth in 2016 had pain relief, but 36% chose the epidural.
Yeah, and it is expensive to have an epidural, so it costs extra. So
I'm a gay man, boys. What the hell is an epidural? What happens?
It cuts a lot. Well, let's ask someone who's had one.
Okay. Yep.
Well, no, actually, let's start. Yeah, we'll go with Louise. Yeah, can we start with Louise?
Yeah, of course we can. Hi, Louise.
Hi, guys.
Yes or no?
You've had an epidural?
I have. I've had three.
Oh, dear. Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a big yes?
I'm a big fat yes. Epidurals all day long.
How many kids in all?
I've got four kids.
Okay. And so I guess the first one wasn't, and then you went to it?
No. So I had, last one was twins.
Okay.
But I had very long labor for the first one, which ended up in an emergency caesarean epidural.
Yeah.
And then two more caesareans, but both of those started with epidurals.
Right. Yeah. So can we talk to Tom? Tell him what an epidural is. Quickly, well,
it's basically anesthesia in your spine to make you not feel anything from the waist down.
Oh, God.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
And how long does it take to kick in, Louise? Because my wife had one, but she'd given birth before it had kicked in.
Oh. It can take a little bit of time. I think I think it can take sort of, I can't remember, it's all a bit hazy, 15 or 20.
That's blowing me away, that information, Ed, because our dude went and our second baby said it was too late for the epidural. But you had one during the
Tiff gave birth remarkably quickly. It was like an under an hour.
Whoa!
Well, that's because she's Taekwondo expert.
I don't know. It wasn't. It was just the way
jiu-jitsu it out. Some sort of there it goes. You know,
the great epidural debate. 13.
Arnold didn't hit the back wall, did he?
He did actually hit the backboard.
The muscles that were at play.
Yep. Thank
you. That area.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Dana, where do you sit on the epidurals?
I'm going to go with no epidural. I did have a two epidural with my first two, and then the third I had no epidural, and it was the best recovery I had.
Oh, recovery, I see. So, but how much quicker was the third one?
20 minutes.
And was the in pain? So you felt the pain with the third one that you hadn't felt with the first two. Was it just indescribable, the pain?
Oh, it was excruciating. I was in the front seat of my car and I was alone, and I had laryngitis at the same time. So I'm trying to scream for help. And my partner came out and catched my daughter. But it was the quickest recovery I ever had compared to my other two.
Wow. So your partner caught your daughter before your daughter hit the bitumen?
Before she hit the car floor.
Yeah, the accelerator pedal.
Was your car clean or not? Because my car is really dirty. And my wife's car is dirty as well. We would not have a baby there. You generally have a clean car?
I generally don't, but luckily I did this time. God, so he went back in to get a Red Bull. So it was lucky that he got back in time to catch up.
Have we got a result there? Result? What have we got?
Yep. 70% of the callers are saying no epidural.
Jeez, they're hardcore. They're so hardcore.
They're the heroes, the real heroes.
Oh. It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We love the Masked Singer, mate. It was that lit. It was mad lit. You did
Back
a great job.
We're
going to talk. Yeah, I know. We're going to talk 7:30. More about the things that took place in a mo, because we need to speak. Well, last night, what you want in a Masked Singer is you want the first reveal to hook me in for the series.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something for free. When I saw this...
It's Mark Villapusa!
Come on, man.
Blown away, I was.
Got a text straight away from our producer, Sash, that said, fantastic. I sent back perfect. Great get.
I agree.
Great work. Yep. I was disappointed he went, but I was pumped that he'd said yes to do the show, mate.
No, all you're saying, I've said to him... Personally, what we got him on now, right now.
Here he is.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Scud. That was just a brilliant work. Can we hear a little bit about hear he's singing last night?
There's here
a bit
it is.
Of use last night, Scud.
When that love comes down with our devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door because I gotta have faith.
You know what I'm hearing there?
What are you hearing?
Which is making me angry.
Ooh.
I'm hearing potential.
Yeah. No,
and he was cut off at the knees.
I know.
And it's about time we got some answers, isn't it, Mark?
That's right. You tell him.
I was just warming up. Warming up.
Oh. Yeah, no, I agree.
No, I was gutted. I was gutted. And I was just, I was so nervous that I wish I'd relaxed a little bit more. You know what I mean? I was just so nervous. But I enjoyed myself. What a fun show and great people. It was good.
Now, you couldn't hear the nerves for me. It was a professional singer under that echidna thing. You were great, and I know you were gutted afterwards. I'm sad. My wife, and I told you this in a private message last night. You know this, Scud, but I haven't told everyone. My wife said he was one of the best singers on the night, and she's very angry that you went.
I would agree with that.
My mum said the same thing. She's very upset.
And she knows singing, Mark. I know your mum, and she knows singing, mate. She knows good singing when she hears it. Let me ask you this, Mark. Obviously, it's actually the judging panel, the guessing panel, that votes for who stays. Now, that means that either two of Jackie, Danny, Ursula, and Husey have not voted for you. If you had to guess, who do you think it was that sent you home?
It'll break my heart too much. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Look, I think they picked amazing people, and especially listening to them, because we never got a chance to see anyone, of course, but even listen to the other guys as well. And we had when I was waiting backstage when the Queen was singing, I had headphones on and wasn't able to listen to her. Wow. But I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been even more nervous. Because
she was good, yeah. But yeah, how many lessons did you have, Mark? Are you a natural singer, or did you have lessons, or what happened?
I wouldn't say I'm a natural singer at all, but I was lucky enough to get together with Gary Pinto, who's such an incredible human being, an amazing voice coach. Yeah, and we had probably around four sessions on the phone, one Fantastic, in person man. And three on the phone. So
is that all?
It was a huge help.
That's wow. huge,
That's
man.
Four,
you could release
four
a single.
Lessons. That's unbelievable. You mate, you were great. And another thing I did tell the Scud, and I'm sure he knows this, but he's too humble to acknowledge it himself, is the amount of love for his personal appearance,
everything
about the whole aura
and the singing
from everyone, both sexes, everyone. People find you very attractive, Scud. Do you know that?
I don't know, but thank you, though. Thank you. I appreciate that. It feels good to hear that.
He's a Greek god. Now, I'm going to play you some. Can we just spin the? I'm going to spin the dial here, Mark. I want to play you some singing. Now, I don't want to tell you who it is because I want to see if you can do the job of the masked singer guesses. Because quite frankly, there were some ridiculous guesses last night, not from you, Husey, but from some others who may or may not have been paying attention. I don't know, but I just want to play you some singing, Mark. Have a listen to this.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself. And I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing.
Very good.
And in
Very
my
good.
Head I paint a picture.
All right, Mark, your thoughts on that singing?
Well, could that have been Husey? I mean, that was...
Straight away.
I'm so honest.
I mean, amazing. Very distinct voice.
Distinct is a great way of describing it.
So honest.
Distinct.
So honest.
Something stinks. Sure does.
Mate, well done, Scud. You'll see Scud on the project tonight, guys.
Mark Philippoussis, thank you very much. Mark Singer continues.
Great job, buddy.
Tonight at 7:30.
Husey and Ed.
What can I say? I cannot wait 3 months for a new phone. It's got to be now, I think.
Why were you waiting 3 months?
Because that guy yesterday, Trevor Long.
He said you can wait 3 months.
Shut new up. Phone in three
you
months.
Just get a new one now and then
wait
don't.
For the iPhone 12.
No, Tom, you're a big iPhone guy, but it's just going to be the same. So just get a phone now, or get a bridging phone. Get a Huawei for 3 months. Get a 3 months
phone.
A Huawei.
I'm not a bridging phone, guy.
Get a bridging phone.
I'm not a bridging phone.
All right, how about
guy,
this?
Mate.
Can I throw something at you?
Yes.
Who's got a phone in their drawer?
Oh, totally.
That someone is willing, an iPhone.
Well,
what's
one.
The latest? No, but you can't get into it. What's the latest iPhone you'll accept for 3 months? 10. Nine or 10.
Anything that works and when I can press the screen and the buttons press. Yeah.
Okay, have you got a phone? It could be as old as you like. 13, 10, 60. Have you got a phone in the drawer that you're willing to sell to the Hughes man? He'll make you an offer.
Yeah, I like this. I like this.
All right, let's get your Bridgin phone. Come on, mate. 13 10 60. Who's got a phone in the drawer? Something they're not using. You used to sell Eckies, but now you don't.
Free postage.
I want free postage.
Well, you're paying
for it. They're covering the postage.
They're covering postage, but you're paying for the phone. You're going to make an offer.
All right, a free phone. I'll make an offer.
Yeah, make an offer. It's a free, an unencumbered phone.
Yeah. I mean, if there's photos on it...
No, we want pics. No, the pics are staying.
There's photos on it. They're safe with me, all right? You know what I mean? I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy.
The photos just stay home and...
So we'll come back. Let's come back. Okay. No, that's okay. Listen, we'll deal with the photo question when we get someone.
All right. Have you got some
photos? Sell a phone to Husey. Crazy Husey's phones.
Have you got a phone for Husey? 131060 here with Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Well, who would have thought so many people had phones in their drawers they're willing to sell?
This is great, mate. You've got a busted phone. It's got the glasses off the back of it is going into your fingers and your kids' food. It's not great.
It doesn't worry me. The fact is the screen's not working, so I can't. The top of the screen, especially where a lot of pressy stuff goes on, and I'm pressing and nothing's happening. So, and it's frustrating, mate. I want to send things on Instagram and all those other social media things, and I can't do it. Bloody driving me batty.
So, you're going to make offers, monetary offers, to people who've got phones, a bridging phone, because Tom, who's filling in for Jack, you're a big Mac guy, iPhone guy. When do you think they're releasing the new iPhone?
Well, there's always a big event, like a keynote, and that usually happens in September, but they reckon due to manufacturing delays with COVID, it'll be about October.
So are we thinking the iPhone 12 is a game changer?
Well, they did a big design upgrade with the iPhone 11 Pro, so you could see something similar.
They're always the same. Let's get over it.
Well, they used to
They've been the same. They've been the same since they're the same.
We're sucked in.
Here we go.
It's got I've got two cameras on it. I want eight cameras.
That's great idea,
15,
mate.
Maybe 30.
Yeah, and some Velcro so you can stick it to your shoe more easily. Here comes.
So what do we got here? Someone's got some offers? Who we got?
Look, straight up, it's Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Deb. Deb's gone.
Oh, she's dropped out. Well, we probably don't want that. It was a Huawei, too. The government got her. Chinese government got hold of her.
Well, we might get her back. But, Nathan, what do you got?
Mate, I've got a Nokia 5110 sitting in the drawer from about 25 years ago.
5110? That's hard plastic, Nathan.
It doesn't work when it works, but you can still play the Snake game.
Good. Yeah, you want to play some Snake?
Would my SIM fit in it from an iPhone?
No. It'll fall out. It'll be too small for it.
All right. Well, I can't.
$10.
I'm going to say no.
$10.
I've got about 14 of those in my own drawer.
Say $10.
I'm not taking a Nokia, mate. You can have these Nokia. Put it into recycling. All right. Let's keep moving. Let's be serious here. Brianna,
Why
are people dropping out? What's going on here?
They've got crap phones.
Fiona, what do you got? What are you selling?
I've got an iPhone
7S.
Working well?
It's beautiful.
Can you do an Instagram on it?
Yeah.
Now, Fiona, you know what he's got to ask, don't you?
What?
Come on, say it.
Can you look up porn?
Oh. No, I'm not doing that, Fiona.
He doesn't do that, Fiona. He does a lot of things, but not that. Now, Fiona, but what about...
photos happen to be honest.
Yeah. Any got any photos still on there, Fee?
Yes, there's lots.
Oh.
But I'll get rid of them.
No. Keep them.
Waste not, want not, as I say.
I reckon keep them.
Fiona, how much do you want? All right, I'll give you $30.
No, I want to give it to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know what, Fiona?
Oh, my God.
What? Well, what a beautiful 50. Person.
Now she gets $50.
Oh, what, $50 darling. Just for niceness?
Well, the 50's.
What about $10 a photo that's on there?
No, there's thousands. An iPhone 7, I would take that.
Yeah, no, so stay on the line, Fiona. There's 50 there, great. What about something? What if we can upgrade? What if we got someone else? One more.
All right, Brianna, what do you got?
Hey, Izzy, I got one better than Fiona. I've got an iPhone 8 Plus, rose gold.
Rose gold.
The screen shattered, but it works. But I can't promise you won't get glass in your finger.
Yeah, sounds fairly similar to what I've got at the moment, to be honest.
The screen works.
The screen does.
Ask the question.
Screen does work. All right,
ask the question.
Are you? I'm not.
Brianna, what have we got in the camera roll?
I think we've got like over 8,000 pictures, but I've been to Europe and I've had some fun, so.
I can't do this on air. Come on, mate.
Wait, I just realised how bad that sounded, but it's not what I meant.
Oh, well, then you're going to lose the deal. You need it to sound exactly like that.
It's just photos of the Eiffel Tower and things, I think.
Exactly. Right. Any beach destination. I'm not going to ask those questions.
Whose phone do you want, Dave Hughes?
Fiona. Fiona's got the gig. $50 coming to Fiona and an iPhone 7S. Well done, mate. Well done,
you know what? I'm buying both of them.
Yay!
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
And you look forward to it every week. It's Text Trauma up next. Shop the Iconic for 20% off sportswear, including Nike and Adidas. Fast delivery, free returns, theiconic.com.au.
So you love those free returns. But the stuff's so good you wouldn't want to return any of it. But if you do, whatever reason, maybe you've lost 5 kilos by the time it turns up to your house, but unlikely because it's delivered so quick.
That's true. And also you get a sweet $500 voucher for getting involved with Text Trauma. Everyone's got breakups in their phone. Yeah. All you got to do is hit us up and you get that. We change the names. She's all good. And I'll tell you what, it's tasty at the next one. Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Text Trauma up next.
Can't wait to
get into it.
Rip into it.
Nice. It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
Who's found Hughesy unfortunately hot in their words? Isn't that right, Hughesy?
No, it's not right. No.
Okay.
It's unfortunate that they found me hot.
Oh.
It's the same.
Okay.
It's unfortunate for them because they're probably in a relationship, you know, and now they're looking across the fence and seeing greener grass.
Oh, or are they looking through a Perspex shield and thinking, Hannibal Lecter style, wouldn't I like taking a bite out of him?
Your Perspex shield because there's Perspex shields on the Masked Singer. Is that what you're talking about there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people, not everyone's up.
7:39.
Yeah.
Getting into Text Trauma.
Yep.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So $500 iconic voucher, as we've said, just for getting involved in this segment. So just screenshotting your breakup and sending it to us. Yeah, how to do that.
You can send us your screenshots to the Hughesy and Ed Facebook page or rant at hughesyanded.com.au. You can win $500 worth of the iconic. Shop the iconic for 20% off sportswear, including Nike. You know,
let's do that.
Fast delivery, free returns.
Theiconic.com.au. Felicity and Brock started dating back in September last year. Over a period of months, they were on and off. Brock was non-committal. When Felicity broke things off.
Now, I am going to play Brock today, and you are going to assume the role of Felicity.
So you've seen a photo of Brock, so you know what you're on about there,
Yeah, now Brock's decided the best photo for him is in the driver's seat of a car, sort of up from under his chin, and he's not smiling.
No.
I wouldn't describe it as an alluring pose.
Well, maybe it's neat. But anyway, I am Felicity, and I'm going to start. Here we go. As much as I hate doing this over Messenger, it seems to be our jam. I've had time to think while I was away. 4 weeks ago, you said you were all in again and again. I feel you're not being honest with yourself or me. It stopped being fun and we keep ending up back here. Yeah. I stayed in my marriage way too long and I refuse to do that again. Even if it's just dating, I wish you all the best and hope you find what you need and want.
I think you're probably right, and you deserve so much better, and for that I'm sorry. You're a great person. Why is it you think we keep ending up back here?
Well, I'm not really sure what you're after, but it was just convenient. I wasn't looking for a relationship, so it was just a filler. Oh. Beep. But he's really... Shrug emoji.
Shrug emoji, sad face emoji.
You don't agree?
Oh, I don't know. Really, it sounds so cheap. Morning, so how are you?
Morning, fine. Just at work. You?
I'm tired. Too much work. Can you let me know at some point when's a good time to pop over and grab my beer from your fridge? No hurry, smiley face emoji.
Laughing face emoji. Oh, You're serious? Thinking face emoji.
Nah, you can keep it if you want to drink it. I just don't think I'd be in a position to be drinking it at your house.
I'm not home now and my family coming round on the weekend. I can drop it at your door with your vodka on the way to work on Monday.
Oh, whatever works. No hurry. More than happy to have a drink and chat if you want.
I think I'll leave it at the front door. A drink's not just a drink. Raising brow emoji.
Morning, Miss Early Bird. Are you not talking to me?
Morning, I'm not talking to you. I think I just need some space. I'm confused by you and what you want from me.
I'm sorry, Kiss. I understand. I'll leave you, boy. I'm here if you want to chat at some point.
Sorry. My uncle and cousin are here. There are a few less of your beers. Loving emoji.
And then she blocks him.
Oh. Big style, man.
Message.
I've got to get to the bottom of it. Messages. I've got to get to the bottom of the beer.
Same. You
know? Yeah.
Felicity. So,
message your screenshots to the Felicity's here. Facebook page.
Hi, Felicity.
Hello.
What's going on with the beer stuff?
Oh, it was just weird. I have no idea. It's just, yeah. I can't believe he wanted these two beers back, but okay.
Two beers? It wasn't like four cases?
No, no, no.
No, it was it really just two beers? It must have been 12, honestly.
No, honestly, yeah, it was two beers.
So he wanted to connect with you. I mean, he's not that tight that he just wanted two beers.
Oh, I think maybe it was a veiled, I don't know. I don't even know what he wanted, though. I don't know what was the purpose of us meeting again. Yeah, so I just went, no, thank you.
But the two beers stuff, no one wants a guy who's after two beers, do they?
Well, no, I mean, that's exactly right.
It's got to be hard. Was he generally tight-fisted or was he generous when you were dating?
No, very tight. Very tight.
So it might have been
one
the beers,
of these beers. Absolutely.
One of these two that he'd pay for. Zero.
It's like my brother, you know.
Oh.
No, and I'm not saying with the ladies, but with me, he's not gonna walk away from the beer in the fridge, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can just buy him a brewery though if he asks. No. Just buy him Crown Lager if he needed it.
Anyway, Felicity, are you still single or how are you going?
No, I'm in a relationship.
Beautiful. Yeah, and it's
well,
going
that makes
well.
Me happy. Good on ya.
If that one doesn't work out, you know where we are.
A $500 iconic voucher coming your way.
It's the Husey and Ed Catch-Up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Still a big hour to come. It's somebody's birthday, somebody special's birthday coming up very soon.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Someone special to the Husey and Ed family. My mother, in fact.
Oh. Carmel. So cute.
Big 8-0 for Carmel.
Oh, 80, man. She's killing it.
Wow. You know what? And one of her granddaughters is in labor as we speak.
Oh.
So there could be another Hughes baby on the way.
That's sweet.
And we know that Jack, the man that normally pushes the button, Tom from Tom and Ollie's filled in. We appreciate that, Tom. But Jack had a baby with Beck. Well, Beck had the baby, and what did they call it, Ed?
Theodore.
Ooh, I like that. It's a good name.
I love it. Yep.
Theo.
Love the name Theo.
He can go Teddy if he wants to. Go.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got a cat called Theodore. I forgot about that. Theodore, Teddy.
What? Do you reckon he's...
Is he named it after my cat?
Like, is it in his head without knowing why it's in his head? Is that osmosis?
I don't know, but Theodore spends the whole day now in a washing basket, basically.
Oh, out of the cupboard.
He's gone out of the cupboard into the washing basket, and that's how he lives his life.
Oh, that's not bad. There's worse places to live at the moment than a washing basket.
Yeah, so...
many more worse places. I can't wait to speak to Carmel. Big shout out to Jack. And tell you what, when we come back, Masked Singer, I know it's mad lit. I know it's huge. But when it was something that you did a couple of things last night, and I've heard from some people at Channel 10 today, just a couple of little text messages that you're on very thin ice.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Thin ice.
Yeah, you're always trying to get people, you know, you're trying to get people in trouble at that network.
No,
you're
definitely not.
You're trying Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I did that. Yep.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
All thanks to BPay. Oh, yeah, BPay can help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPay is right for you.
Well, I use it, man. I use it.
It's good, isn't it?
Okay, it's not a competition.
I probably use it more than
45,000 business, I'm sure you do. You got more bills because you got more staff.
They keep on coming.
Yep. No, PayPay is reliable, secure, and here we go. Australian, loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, secure, reliable, and Australian to an extent, and that is the Masked Singer. Yeah. What a segue.
Back
what a monster. Yeah, Seb Thurch tonight.
Clear way tonight. 7:30.
Yeah,
get on
Adult Monkey Bars is over. You know, Adult Jungle Gym's over. So we have to wait till next year to watch the same six people try and climb a rope.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the Ninja Show.
He's back this year. He was out of the last final the last 4 years, and oh, he's fallen over.
No, they get 15 chances in each series. They get chances in each series.
Well, he fell off on the first course, but there's no one else, so he's back for the semi-final.
How did they get three people up Midiora or whatever it's called?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's it's the called? Hardest one of all. Midori. Hey, it's the hardest thing of all time. That's your big style. Here we go. And all they got to do is climb a rope. What? That's not the format. Nah, climb a rope. You'll be right. See you next year. Same six people. Nah, God, no.
But it was exciting. I'm not going to deny that. We taped it and watched it this morning. So, anyway, we'll talk about that later, I think. What are we talking about now?
Yeah,
Masked Singer.
Masked Singer, bruh. Here we go.
Back tonight.
Some people have come at you on Twitter as well.
Check this out.
What's that?
This is from a blue ticker. A blue ticker on Twitter.
Yep.
Shard D'Souza.
What Shard said.
Which is a Portuguese name, I believe. Unfortunately, I find Husey quite too very hot.
How many likes has that got?
100,000.
Yeah, not enough. I thought it would have got more than that. But
72 at the Mo.
Yeah. Am I happy with the unfortunately?
Yes,
what does that mean?
I don't like unfortunately, but you're in
does
Korea.
Because
best...
they're in a relationship?
Well.
Or is it, Shard is a boy as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because Shard knows that I'm... You know,
married?
Yeah, married and committed, in a committed relationship.
The married men, though, in my circles, Husey, are always the best, you know?
Yeah, right. He's got something to lose. But I'm not, I mean, that's not how I roll. But
yeah, a lot to lose. And no one's got more to lose than you, man. No one's got more to lose than you.
But also, that's not I've got something to lose. It's not where what? It's not my jam, so to speak.
You sure, though?
Exactly.
Tom, what's going on, mate? Sorry. It is not my jam. I'm not saying I'm... No, I am saying it's not my jam.
Yeah, that's okay.
It doesn't make me... I'm not certainly...
It's a bit of a hate crime to say that, you know what I mean?
Doesn't make me...
Don't you reckon?
Don't cancel me because I say that's not
my jam.
It's
a bit
of
a hate crime saying that Shard, you know, like you're disavowing Shard's lifestyle. It's a bit of hate crime. That's all I'm saying.
Look, you know what? What Shard... gets up to his business, and I'm happy for Shard to do whatever he likes.
All right.
And I'll be at his wedding if he wants to marry whoever.
Why does he have to get married?
I don't know if I can go to his wedding at the moment anyway. He doesn't have
really?
To get married.
Oh, really? Don't want to be seen
there. I certainly voted
don't
yes on that referendum.
You don't know what Shard's story is. You don't know what Shard's story is.
I don't know where he's at. Or maybe, I don't know what, maybe he's also questioning where he's at. And
well, you guys could quote
maybe
meet
he's
in the middle.
Married to a woman. Maybe that's why it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. There we go. Both
never
married
thought of
to
that.
Women.
Mm. Both married to women at the moment. ATM, as they say. So, let's get to the show itself after that. Tune on. Fired up. First singer comes out. Danny Minogue hits me with this.
Danny, who's behind the mask?
She looks like she can dance. She's moving her body. Moving. I was thinking Tiff Hall. I'm like, yeah.
That's a great guess. I love it.
Tiff Hall. She's been taking singing lessons.
That's what I thought.
She's a karate person.
Yeah.
Whoa. My wife, Tiff Hall, yes, she's been taking singing lessons. We talk to her most days. What's the problem with that grab?
You know, in hindsight, I do realise where you're coming from here and that she's a Taekwondo expert, not karate, and they're different. They're different.
Another hate crime.
Martial arts, but
another
different
hate crime.
Sorts of... You know what, mate? I'm adding value there. I mean, you know, Danny's plucked out Tiff and I'm going, I've got to paint
plucked
a picture
out.
Here.
Plucked out? That's a good guess. She was the first guest of the series and I appreciate that. Thank you, DM, as I call her. You do. Now, what about when you try and ruin the series by supporting ridiculousness? Ursula Carlson's new. She needs to be guided. She doesn't need this from you.
By the outfit, it's very motorbikey. Can move. I think it's John Travolta.
All right. It could be John Travolta.
And he has his own plane. He could have flown in without anyone suspecting a thing. I reckon it's him.
Yep.
What do you have
I'm
to say
to
for
support.
Yourself?
I'm there to support
John Travolta. He's had a family tragedy in the last month, and you guys are yucking it up that he could have flown out and done some singing.
Well, you should have seen what we've edited out of that.
Really?
No, which, you know, I mean, obviously he's had a family tragedy. He's, which is, you know, I mean, obviously any family tragedy. Yep. We wouldn't have, if, you know, if we find out he sees this, how's that going to make him feel? Do you reckon? Good or bad?
It's not always nice to be mentioned, but.
I mean, I think John Travolta's a funny guy. You know, he's always up
is he,
for yeah, a laugh.
Is he going for funny?
Did you see his role in the movie Hairspray where he dressed as a woman? Which was, I think that was, he was going for laughs there, wasn't he?
Oh, why? Because it's always funny, isn't it? Boo.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Can he do that anymore?
That's your third hate crime of this one.
I don't know if he can do
segment.
That anymore.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No.
Can Tootsie happen anymore? Tootsie or Mrs. Doubtfire? Can those movies happen now?
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire would be tough because the he's passed.
It was Robin Williams has passed, yeah. But
do a remake.
It's interesting, isn't it? As to what can and can't happen in this
I'll tell you what can't happen.
Wokened life that we live.
Yeah, I'll tell you what definitely can't happen, and that is your suggestions. How about this?
And you know, I've got Taylor Swift vibes, to be honest.
Come on, mate.
You know, I mean, that's a big one for this show, but you know what? Why wouldn't Taylor Swift want to be on this show?
You've got Taylor Swift. How are you going to shake that off?
I can't remember any lyrics right now, but I'm going to get involved.
Come on, mate.
Well, I mean, you know what?
It's, come
when,
on, mate.
When
Taylor
they
Swift.
The head of the something, you know, and there she, there it is. There's Taylor. You know, mate, dare to dream, buddy. You're a small thinker, and that's your problem.
She's got a new album out. You know,
she got a new album out.
Yeah, and what better way to celebrate than 3 months dressed as a kitten?
Zoom
back
past
tonight, and I love it.
Zoom past Husey's up next as well. 7:30 night, Masked Singer with Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
A big birthday for Mrs. Husey coming up very soon.
Yeah, Mum turns 80. We'll talk to her. And we've had a baby in our Husey and Ed family. Yes. I've just seen a photo of little Theo.
What a sweetheart.
Born today. Go to the at Husey and Ed Instagram page or the other socials
we
to see Theo.
We can't use him for content before he's even had a day old. Are we that, no, we want that
some
what we've become?
Well,
of course
we
want likes. Yeah, all right,
and he's very cute. Go and have a look at
we should have given away a chance to, you know, give his second name.
Let's make love happen.
Gentlemen, what are your intentions?
It's Zoom past Husey.
You know, in this new era that we're living in, COVID, no time for time wasters. You know, we need to. There's too many beautiful women who are just having to sift through a sea of losers.
Thank you. Sift through a sea of losers, and our beautiful Talia Rubio, gym manager. She's a travel expert. We know that. She was on Farmer Wants a Wife. They didn't pick her. They're idiots. She hooked up with The Bachelor before he became The Bachelor.
Well, can I just say The Bachelor, this Lockie guy, I think that starts tomorrow night. Gee, he's thick, isn't he? He's a thick.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of girth to him.
Yeah, he's girthy.
From back to front.
Yeah, no, he's girthy.
There's a lot of man meat there. What are you weighing at?
He'd be just on 100, I reckon. 100.
Ooh, yeah, God, yeah, and very... see him climbing up the side of a mountain. You think, oh my goodness.
You think, hang on. I'm on here. So let's have...
Talia.
Well, she's been there already, so yeah. So
yeah, let's see what's Talia there, yeah.
Personality-wise, I really want someone... you know, that can make me laugh, someone that's up for a bit of fun. I feel like honesty and communication is key within a relationship. But yeah, something overall, like someone overall that can make me laugh and just have some fun. And yeah, that's going to put a bit of effort in the relationship.
Not too much to ask, but it seems difficult. And today, so the idea is if they get past you, if they zoom past you, they get a Zoom date with our beautiful Zoom chillerette. Would you like to meet today's perspective?
Well, I am their mountain to climb today.
You're the Midoriyama. Here is Luke. G'day, Luke E.
Hey, Ed. How you going?
Yeah, very well. And Husey's here.
How are you going?
No, he knows I'm here. He's one at a time sort of guy. You know what? You know what I appreciate about that? You focus on the one you're with. You know, you're not scanning the room. Eyes above and beyond who you're talking to, looking for someone better to talk to. Isn't that right, Luke?
That's correct.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Lukey. Now, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Love it, Luke. Love it. Love it.
Just you on the seat? You on the? Can I just say, just qualified for over 28 nights at the when the nightclubs open back up. I know, so
sure 38 by the time they get back on. Now, Lukey, what do you want? Job seeker or keeper?
No, I actually run an electrical contracting business. So our staff are on JobKeeper.
Great. Yep.
And we're helping them out.
Good.
On to try and help everyone out, which is what
good
we
on
want.
You, mate. That's and great.
Run,
mate.
Good attitude.
I do run it, correct.
Oh, I love this guy already. What's your favourite physical activity that can be spoken about on the radio? What's your favourite,
I think he knows
pastime, doing,
mate.
Basketball. I play a lot of basketball.
B-ball.
Oh, I love basketball. Yeah. That's a game that we can all play. I wonder if Talia likes basketball. So we're going to do a role play here, mate. Personally, I like you already. You had me at hello.
Here we are.
But I can't be that easy. I need to have my defences up.
Here we go. So here's the scenario. So he's Talia, and
I'm Talia. Okay.
He's Talia, and you're Luke.
Yep.
Yeah, Hughie's Talia. And so here we go, Luke. Here's the scenario is that you've rocked up to an all-you-can-eat restaurant. They're back open, and there it is. And you've rocked up, and you've just walked over to all the food there.
Can we sit at the table?
You got your plate in your hand.
No, can we sit at the table, mate?
You're at the buffet and you're about to...
No, I want to sit at the table.
You're sitting at the table. All right, you've just got your plate of food, your first plate of food.
We haven't got the plates yet.
You've sat that down. All right, you've just sat down at the restaurant and you haven't got your plates yet. Lukey, here's Talia. What's the first thing you'll say? Take it away.
Good evening, gorgeous. I would like a glass of wine.
Ooh. Oh,
beautiful.
God. Kick it off straight away. Pull a chair.
Yeah, a glass of wine. I mean, I haven't had a drink in almost 30 years. But no, I'm not me. I'm Talia.
No, you're Talia. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, stop
it. That was me.
Okay, so you're right. Go on.
All right. You're not going to put anything in that glass, are you? You're not going to roofie me?
No, not at all. Just a gesture of offer. Gesture of goodwill.
Beautiful. So far, so nice. Okay, come on. Let's take it up a notch.
What can I get you for dinner? Can I take your plate over to the all-you-can-eat buffet and fill it up for you?
Beautiful.
Yeah, you can fill my plate. I want it.
Can I?
Fill it to the brim. I don't mind if there's any bit of spillage on the way back. I'll deal with it. Fill me up.
Sounds good. What do you like to eat? What's your favourite dish at a buffet?
Here we go.
Chips. I like chips. Give me some chips.
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 Chips. Chicken?
No, I just want a big plate of chips.
Is it yes? Sure. What about the wine? Did you say yes? Yeah, a bit of carb work. You're like, what about the wine? You just...
No, I want a Diet Coke. Diet Coke, heaps of chips.
It's like, Boogie?
You know what, he's through. I love him. You're in. He's in.
Yeah,
this is a good, I think this guy's a real champ.
He's such a champion. What a fun he's night through. Out you are, mate.
Playing with chips. Yeah.
Well done, Luke.
Good job. Luke, buddy.
Thank you.
He's a good man.
Up next. Who we got here? Ex-Maths. What's going on here?
An ex-Maths contestant.
Oh, ex-Maths. Yes.
Zoom past me. I need to straighten up.
It's up next with Hughie and Ed.
Yeah. It's the Hughie and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Hughie and Ed.
Yeah.
Lady Mellon!
Gentlemen, what are your intentions?
It's Zoom past Hughie.
No, forget about Bachelor in Paradise or any other second chance.
Yeah, I have.
Saloon for... ex-reality contestants, because this is the one-stop shop.
Mm. Well, because we care. We've got beautiful Clara J, who is our singing teacher. She's a musician. She's an artist. She's inspirational. And we cannot believe she's single. Let's hear a little bit of what Clara J is looking for.
I'm a bit of an eternal optimist, and I have a real zest for life. So I'm really looking for someone that, you know, is genuinely happy in their own life.
Yeah.
Gosh, she's such a winner, mate. We've been in her presence. Yeah. God, she's great. Okay.
Captivating.
So today we're going to be... Captivating is right. Today we're joined by Nick. Now, Nick is a carpenter, but you will speak to him in a moment. But just to remind everybody that you may have seen Nick before because he was on Maths. So he was on Maths a couple of years ago, Married at First Sight, and this was his intro on that show.
My name's Nick. I'm 30 and I'm currently living in Melbourne. I'm the biggest bogan and I love it. I'm a carpenter. To be honest, I do believe I'm a catch. I'm doing something for my life.
Yeah, he's a real character,
great.
This guy. I'm already
dude,
a fan
tall
of
dude, 197.
Yeah, no, he's nice. He's a yep. big chippy.
He went out with Jessica Carr. You know Jessica Carr Power? No, the top of the Jessica Maths Carr. Tree? Jessica Carr.
Yeah, her name just, you know, one name, everyone knows Jessica Carr. So, yeah, I've got a bit of history with Nick. He's a good guy. Mm. This is going to be tough for me.
You've got history.
Welcome to the show, Nick. We know each other, don't we, Nick?
We absolutely do. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Hey, man. Now, how well do you know Husey?
Just here and there. You know, Melbourne's a small place, so.
Ships in the night, you know.
This is sus. I'm sorry, this is done.
Back in the day,
we'd
see each other. No, we haven't even. We'd see each other at events and just go a bit of a wink, bit of a nudge, bit of a how's you going, bit of a
wink,
bit of a wink. Okay. You know,
bit of history.
Bit of history. Now, character though, a
couple of winkers. All right, so let's move on. I know that. But Nick's ready to go. So Nick, obviously carpenter, working, great work. You say you're a bit of a bogan. Is that still because you know that Clara J is very arty? Are you willing to open your mind and your heart to the artistic side of you?
Well, I really haven't actually given that a try, to be honest. It's not one of my things, but happy to give it a go, I guess.
A red hot crack.
Great. That's all we ask. A good That's all we ask try. Because
now,
give
really
the old college try. Yeah, here we go. And also,
you recently broke up with a girl.
Yep.
You recently broke up with a girl.
Only about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now, so it's pretty raw. Wow.
This is pretty fresh.
Got to move on quick, but
you have to.
Yeah, I agree. Life is short, mate.
Trampoline.
What? Grass grinder?
Grass grows under a trampoline.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just thought it's somewhere where
happen.
Grass grows. It's hard to get the mower under
No, I love it. Yeah, it sure is. It's a topic for another day. So, Nick, here we go. We've got to do the role play. This works best. Set the scene, Tommy. Here's the restaurant. We're in a restaurant.
We've done the all-you-can-eat
buffet. There it is. It's quite loud.
Put it somewhere else, mate.
Yeah, a nice place. So you're at a theatre restaurant. You're at Witches and Britches, and the show's about to come on. They're about to do the cabaret act, but you've got your meal in front of you. It's going to be a fun night. Nick, you're Nick. And Husey is Clara J, and you're sitting down at the table. And take it away, Nick. What's your opener?
Oh, g'day, babe.
G'day, mate.
G'day, babe. I'm Nick. G'day, mate. Bogan. Do you want a beer?
No, I don't. I don't drink beer. I would like a vodka. I'd have a triple vodka, thanks. Actually, I want a quadruple vodka.
Responsibly.
Yeah, you probably need it after a day with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quadruple. Okay.
Yeah, no good. That's no good.
What else is happening?
Oh, look, there's a lot of people. There's very noisy. Probably take us somewhere it's quieter.
Oh, yeah, where are we going? Let's get out of here. We'll pull it down. Let's leave it. We don't want the food. Where are we going, Nick? Let's get out of this dump. All right. Stuff the witches and their britches. Where are we going?
Where are we going, Nick?
Straight to my house.
Whoa!
Let's go to Husey.
Straight to his house. It's Clara J. Maybe he wants...
it's
a new wrinkle. Okay.
Yeah, so we've gone straight to his house.
All right, we're back at
inside
Nick's.
Your house now. What are we doing now?
Well, I'm just imagining Husey with a wig.
No, it's Clara J. It's not Husey, man. That's Susan Boyle. We're not having Husey with a wig.
No.
This is...
Nick.
This is too much.
What?
He's zoomed past me.
Are you kidding? Should he drag him back to his joint?
He knows what he wants, mate.
All right. Wow, I like it. The carpenter and the singer. Why not?
Husey and Ed.
Coming up very soon, Ninja Warrior winner.
Yeah, that was then. This is now. Yeah. But you know what? My mother turns 80 today.
That's huge. That is
Give massive. Her the happy birthday. Hello, Mum. How are you going?
G'day, Dave. How are you going, love?
Good. How's the
Hi,
day
Carmel.
Been? Say g'day
to Ed. Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy birthday.
Good. Thank you. And Tom.
Oh,
hi, Tom. I don't know.
You don't know Tom, no. Tom's Tom, if you don't know, a couple of times mum ago, mum was on. She said, "I don't know Jack, and I've worked with Jack for years, okay, and we're past that." So this is Tom's second day. So it's fair
if you do that
to
your mother. I'm on the radio. Your mother on her 80th birthday. Why would you do that, Carmel?
That says I'm improving. I must be improving with age.
You are. Yeah, of course you are.
You know what,
mate? Mum, Jack had a son today, Theo. So Jack's wife.
I heard that on the grapevine.
Yeah, so big 80, mate. We're in. I don't call my mum, mate, but we're in lockdown. Have you had any visitors today, mum?
I've had Fiona and Mick and Zoe. That's about it today.
Mm. So brother and sister and niece.
We had all these cakes and God knows and niece. All these cakes second. And God knows what. And but anyway,
so is Dave the only one who hasn't visited?
No, Anne-Marie hasn't either.
No, Anne-Marie's in Melbourne. She can't get out of the place either. No one else can. Okay. We can't go down there and they can't come up here. So, I mean, well, what do you do? Is there nothing? You can't do anything. So.
You've been presented with your birthday present from the four children. What is it, Mum?
I have. Thank you very much. It's an iPhone 11.
You've got an iPhone 11. You know Dave's phone is broken and that his isn't working and he's too cheap to get a new one, Carmel.
Well, that's exactly right. So he needs to have an 80th birthday then.
There you go.
Well, I've got a birthday. My 50th is coming up in a few
weeks.
It's
not about you, mate. It's not about you.
I know it's not about me. It's about Mum. Absolutely. But
what's the best thing about being 80, Carmel?
Yeah.
The best thing, well, you can do what you want to do. Really, no one need to be worrying about it. So,
boom.
But you can, if you want to sleep in, you do, and you just you're only answerable to yourself. So,
yeah, Carmel, yeah. I love that. Doing what you want,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the flowers, there's a lot of flowers have turned up at your.
Oh my God, I think you've really the floral and florist. Florist and Warrnambool is definitely going to miss me, that's for sure. After today, God help us. But anyway.
Yeah.
There's a big coincidence that could happen in our family, though.
Oh, God, I hope so. But I'm getting a bit worried.
So one of your granddaughters, Charlotte, had a baby a little while ago. And
2 years,
it was,
yeah.
Yeah, it was on the 5th of February, wasn't it?
That's right.
Which is the birth date of my dearly departed dad, your dearly departed husband, Des.
That's right, yes. Yep.
And Charlotte, your granddaughter, is in labour as we speak and possibly is going to have another baby today.
Well, we're hoping she is, but I'm beginning to doubt it now. She's still in the hospital, but
Come on,
things
Charlotte.
Have slowed down.
All right, but that would be... Amazing coincidence. I mean, she's straight to the top of the favourite grandchild list, I would imagine, Carmel.
Oh, well, that's right. Yes, yeah. The others would all be jealous now, won't they?
Yeah.
Plus, it's a boy because we're known for girls in our family, so.
We've got a stack of girls, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely heaps of them.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with girls.
No, it's just an observation. Fair play, too.
Good on you, Carmel. I love you, Mum.
You're a champ.
Oh, God, you're a superstar.
Bye, Carmel. Happy birthday.
The winner of Ninja Warrior up next.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Amy Shark, everybody rise. It is Husey and Ed.
Oh, Sharky, love it. I tell you what, tell you who rose last night. Play the bit, please, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep.
History was made, first ever Australian Ninja Warrior, you might say. But there's been a number of seasons, but it's the first time someone has completed the mission. Welcome to the show, Ben. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mate, after all that work, a second is what you won by. After all, how many hours a week do you ninja to get to the point where you won last night? How many hours training a week?
I wouldn't want to work out my hourly rate, to be honest. So I would say on average at least an hour a day of some sort of training.
That's not much, mate. People would have thought it's more than that. But is it true that
it was 8 hours a day?
Is it true that you train at 1 a.m. in the morning just so you get the atmosphere right for when you have to go through the course for real?
Yeah, it's a strange thing that we do, but unfortunately for us, we film our TV show from about 9 till anywhere from, I mean, the rope climb was at almost at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Pre-dawn, and you'd been up all night.
Yeah, we've been up all night. So by the time we got there, I was pretty delusional, to be honest. I was so mentally and physically
exhausted.
As was Charlie and Zach, you know.
It's like a sleep deprivation.
Can I say about, if people didn't see it, it was really exciting. My children are right in it, mate, and they were loving you. I mean, we've got The Masked Singer filming at the moment, so it was a bit annoying that the grand final of the Your Show was on when The Masked Singer was on. But anyway, we won't worry about that. You're over now. But we taped last night and watched this morning, and they were so excited. But I believe it's true that you... In the actual filming, you weren't last. So you were watching – were you watching Charlie almost beat your time?
Yes, that's exactly right. So when we filmed, I actually went first. I was actually the first to finish stage 3, and then it was Zach and then Charlie, so that was correct.
Right.
But we kept that order. So I was the first to do Mount Midoriyama, then it was Zach and Charlie. But none of us knew that we'd – what our times were.
Yeah, that you could tell.
It all climbed.
Right.
Yeah. You could tell that you didn't know the time. That was clear because the look on your face was like, you know.
I was terrified. You know, Charlie's a totally different body shape to me. He's a lot shorter and he probably weighs 20 kilos less than I do. You know, I have word on the street, Ed, that you were saying something about being told is not a good thing on the
opposite, bro.
No,
true. Don't try this. Stop shouting.
You're trying
Husey,
to get him to
wrong.
Do it, and he said he can't do it because he's tall. You have done it.
Stop
yes,
it.
You've got to
no,
do it next year,
no,
man.
No, shut up.
You've
it was the other way around. Stop going mental.
It's not the other way around. He's
no, it is. I said it was heightest because they try and get my wife to do it. My wife, Tiff Hall, who is 5. I didn't. No one's short. I said, no, it's heightest show because short people can't win. How tall are you, Benny?
I'm 6'4", 6'5".
Same as me. So it stands to reason.
He's rewriting history.
No, I have not written history.
No.
I always said it was heightest against short people, which it is.
Yeah, but you said when you're really tall, it's hard as well, and he's done the job. You did say that.
I didn't say that.
$400,000 richer.
Oh.
And, you know,
have they paid yet?
They haven't paid, so I'm refreshing the
money. Yeah, I was going to. Yeah. Good on you, Ben. Well done, buddy.
Tomorrow,
but it's about Masked Singer tonight. It's about Masked Singer, 7:30. Let's get lit.
And tomorrow on the show, Andy Lee joins us as well.
Legend. You two are in a war.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know, I heard that.
We'll see you tomorrow. Catch Masked Singer tonight.
With BPAY, you can choose when to pay and from which account, all from within your secure online banking. It's an easy and secure way to stay in control of your bills. Because BPAY is in your corner. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.